And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
With great renown, Dr. Arthur Perry. How are you today, Arthur? What city are you in?
I am in sunny New Jersey, Mike, looking out on my backyard.
Yeah, to think about that.
It's a beautiful day.
How far are you from New York City?
About 45 miles. Not too.
Now, New York is probably the home to more wrinkle filler use than any other city in the country. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's hard to know whether it's New York or Los Angeles, but certainly, and probably Miami is a close third, by the way. There's a lot of wrinkles in those cities. There's probably more sun damage in Southern California than New York, because, as you know, there's just a lot more days of sun there. But, Mike, wrinkles are big business. I don't have to tell you that. Big business. I mean, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars a year are spent on wrinkle fillers. Starting with collagen, 1981 it was approved. Out in a couple plastic surgeons from Stanford were the guys that cashed in on that one, Mike. Collagen was very popular through the 1980s and 90s and early 2000s, but it was a problem. There were a lot of problems with collagen. Allergies, anaphylaxis, Mike, real bad allergies, things like that. So it fell out of favor when the new generation came in, which is just about 10 years. We have things like hyaluronic acid, you know, Restylane, Juvederm, Belotero. Those are the most common ones. And starting in 3, there were over a dozen of these things approved by the FDA in the United States. Some are here and some are no longer here. The wrinkle filler phenomenon,
now,
Mike.
Now, Arthur, when you look at the different fillers, are there complications relating to the fillers now, or are they relating to the surgeons, or both?
Both, Mike, both. There are, and you've jumped right to the punchline. We're seeing lots of complications from wrinkle fillers now, lots of them. And some of these are related to the specific thing that's injected. So, for instance, one is called Sculptra. That has a high chance of getting these lumps, granulomas. And Radius, that's another one that has a high chance of getting those. And hyaluronic acid, those other ones have a low chance of getting those things. But the really bad complications, Mike, the really bad things that can happen from fillers, doesn't matter what you're injecting, can be anything. Hyaluronic acid, Sculptra, Radius, silicone, any of those things, because the really bad things that happen are from injecting into blood vessels. So it doesn't matter what it is. If you accidentally, you being the doctor, hopefully the doctor, accidentally smush some of this stuff into the blood vessels, all sorts of bad things can happen. If you're lucky, it's only loss of skin. Go ahead.
Now, Arthur, doesn't the surgeon normally withdraw or retract the needle so that you would know mostly if you're in a blood vessel? Are there times you can be in a blood vessel and you not know that?
Now, Mike, you bring up a very good point. And for listeners out there, what he is talking about, when we traditionally inject something into the body, whether it's a vaccine or anything like that, first, we withdraw. We pull back on the syringe to see if we're in a blood vessel, because we don't want to inject the stuff in a blood vessel. And then we inject. And I have to tell you, there is no way to do that when we're doing wrinkle filler. No way to do that. None whatsoever. And in fact, Mike, there are machines that are used to assist the injection now. They're pretty cool. I don't use them. But they apply just a steady pressure. You step on the pedal on your foot, your foot pedal rather, and it causes the syringe to inject a very, very small amount of filler. No chance of pulling back, like you said, withdrawing and seeing if you're in a blood vessel. That's not the technique that can be used with this material. And this is one of the things, by the way, when you see analyses of all these complications, the pundits out there and the people that push paper and don't do these procedures say, well, doctors should be drawing back to make sure you're not in a blood vessel, but it can't be done with wrinkle filler. You can't. We're injecting 400 or 500 injections in a 1 hour period, and of a minute amount of material. That's the way it should be done, by the way. And you can't draw back. Now, what we're not doing, Mike, is we're not taking a big glob of this stuff and smushing it through the syringe and filling up like a little sausage under the skin. That's a bad technique. That should not be done. And that is a technique that's been associated with blindness. I said blindness and strokes. And by the way, that was what this paper was about that came out of your institution, the Cleveland Clinic. It was published just yesterday. And they looked at this increasing phenomenon of problems with wrinkle filler. And, you know, it's almost like everything, Mike. You know, whenever there's a procedure, we're going to hear about the good things the first few years, and we're going to hear about the bad things the next few years. And that's the case. Wrinkle filler is incredibly good. But there's two sides to the coin. And the other side is that it can cause problems, can cause the what we just talked about, and nodules and loss of skin. It's a real procedure, has to be done carefully by a skilled doctor. Back to you, Mike.
Now you said that you inject 500 times, little 500 pokes or little injections in an hour to get the artistry right. Is that what I heard you say?
You caught that, yes, like a little sewing machine. Absolutely, back and forth and back and forth. Because in order to make filler look good, to fill little wrinkles, to accentuate the normal ridges on the lips, and to fill in the folds of the face, we can't put a lot of this stuff. We have to put these little micro droplets. So the amount that's injected is similar to what's on the head of a pin. That's all in each injection. So we put a little in, we withdraw, put a little more in the next spot, and that way we get a nice natural result. When people just sit there and put in, you know, visible amounts, you know, like a tenth of a cc, which is a lot, sounds like a little bit, it's a huge amount. If you inject that into an area, my goodness, you're going to have a lump. And if you get it in a blood vessel, you're going to have a real big problem. So it's not done that way. And the secret to good appearing wrinkle filler, and it's also, it's volume filler as much as wrinkle filler. We fill in depressions of the face as well as wrinkles. The secret is tiny little injections and doing a little one day and coming back a month or two later and doing more. But yeah, it's 400 or 500 injections. The way we do this comfortably, by the way, Mike, sooner or later, I'll get you in the chair and we'll do this to you. The way we do it comfortably is to numb you up like a dentist does. Numb you up. There are four nerves inside the mouth. We inject those, and we can get the entire area from the bottom of the eyelid to the chin numb with those four nerves. And then you don't feel anything. And it's just I don't know if it's a pleasant experience, but it should not be an unpleasant experience.
How many people should have or would be candidates for this? And what is there a benefit other than appearance? Is it just, we'll have to do this when we come back because we're running out of time in this little segment. So when we come back, let's talk about, is there a benefit other than appearance? That is, obviously people with appearance get confidence, get more positive in life. But is there a benefit that is more than cosmetic? And secondly, then we'll also talk about wet wipes and if you will, toxic toilet paper, and the new, if you will, increase in contact dermatitis in a spot where it's not good to have contact dermatitis. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royce and Dr. Perry. Dr. Perry's PERRYS.com. You can find his products there too. This is Dr. Mike Royce and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.